Yeah. Cross up ready on the building. We got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
People changing up the game, oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
It's Car
now.
Talk with this radio, conversations about the high low. It's Big Pudge and Steph Swig, two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic, discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors, ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room, it's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe in things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show, worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
Got our own station now, talking about the way the world is now.
Welcome back to another great edition of Crosstalk Radio. I am Big Pudge.
I'm Steph Swig.
Hi, people.
We've been having a good time. We got some in-studio, a live audience here.
We got a live in-studio audience today.
Yeah, so we've been having fun before we even hit the record button. But we got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about aliens, and if aliens exist, are they demons? And that might sound like a weird topic to some, but I see a lot. There's a lot of stuff on the internet about people claiming that aliens are demons or aliens are in the times and all this kind of stuff. And I just be straight up, man, I think that's crazy. I don't agree with that at all. I think it's weird, but it's kind of alarming how many people think that it's true. Like, I don't see any support on that in the word at all.
Right.
But I got some information here, and we'll just go on from there because I did my research. So, first of all, people talk about UFO sightings, and a UFO simply is just an unidentified flying object. That doesn't necessarily mean it's of extraterrestrial. Because I've seen a UFO before, but that don't mean it was necessarily an alien spaceship. It could have been, but I want to support. With this part of the conversation, that I do think it's more probable to say aliens do exist as opposed to saying they don't exist. And so, with the scientific part of it, just the stats of this, like, how many UFO sightings have we had this month alone? It's 148 UFO sightings this month alone.
What, say it again?
UFO sightings. People seeing them.
Wow.
Confirmed UFO sightings. It's been 148 this month. We're in June right
and
now.
Just in the month of June already?
Just in the month of June. Yes, just wow. The month of June. This year, it's been 1,671 since January 1st of 2017. And the stats are like that, go across the board from 2017 on back. It's kind of the average, like 300-something per month of UFO sightings, okay?
Wow.
So, to people who talk about aliens are in the Bible, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But the Bible doesn't say aliens exist, nor that they don't exist.
Right.
It says the story of Genesis talks about when God created the heavens and the earth. It's talking about this earth here, but he also talks about God created the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to fathom this right here. Okay, there are estimated 10 trillion, that's trillion with a TR, trillion planets in our galaxy alone. Just in our one Milky Way galaxy. Ooh. All right, that's a lot. That's, your face tells me like you don't even know what a trillion is a lot.
Yeah, well, no, I know a trillion. I'm trying to fathom a trillion in space.
I'm let your mind relax a little bit, but I'm going to give you a little bit more. Okay, it's 10 trillion planets in our galaxy alone. Okay, it's estimated. Let me explain what a galaxy is. Galaxy is a gravitationally bound system of stars, interstellar gas, dust, and all that stuff.
Basically, that's for those people who didn't pay attention to history in fourth grade.
Yeah, science. That's what a galaxy is. It's a series of stars gravitationally being pulled towards something. I guess in our galaxy, it would be the sun. Mm-hmm. All right. But in our galaxy alone, it's estimated that there's 10 trillion stars. Okay? Stars. That could be planets. It can be suns. It can be anything.
Right.
All right. There's an estimated... Okay, I want you... I'm saying again. 10 trillion planets. Actually, I said stars. 10 trillion planets in our galaxy alone. Okay. In this universe, it's estimated 100 billion galaxies. See, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're just one planet. So I was on that note alone, I would say science alone suggests the probability of other life forms. It doesn't mean it could be anything. It could be walking, talking people, or it could be plant forms. Life is life, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but here we go. On this planet, our one little planet that we just learned is one in a trillion or 10 trillion planets in our galaxy has 8.7 million life forms on this planet alone. On our planet.
On Earth.
On Earth. And guess what, though? That's only 14% of the species that we know of. So that's 86% of stuff that we don't know exists on this planet. And we already have 8.7 million forms of life on our planet. So we haven't even discovered all the life forms on this planet.
That much I definitely agree with.
You see what I'm saying? That, yeah. We got parts of the ocean that you can't go into, you know, just because the pressure and how the depth of it. Mm-hmm. And that's only on this one planet. So the probability of life forms outside this planet is a very, very, very high probability. So for me, in my personal opinion, when it comes to aliens' existence, I don't think there's much to question. Some people don't believe them. I think that's weird. Personally, I think that comes from arrogance and ignorance.
Ignorance, really.
And some people want to think we're the only one, we're the center of the universe, we're the only existence. I don't think so. Right. As creative as God is, I don't think he just created us.
Just us and us alone.
You know, some of his probabilities with that. So anything you want to chime in on before I go, because I'm excited. But I look at your face.
Yeah, because my mouth is hanging wide open, man.
You're still a 10 trillion star.
The only thing I can even comment on is when you said how much percentage of that we actually have, that we know. You said it's 80-something percentage that we know nothing about?
Yeah, so the 8.7%, 8.7 million life forms on Earth that we know about is only 14%.
Wow.
We don't even know half of the life forms here. Now, not even a quarter.
And see, I agree with that simply because I watched a documentary about 2 years ago on mermaids. The world calls them mermaids, but they have a different name. Now, there's no way in the world you could tell me that they're not real. After watching this documentary,
so we're really gonna pull off the crazy mask here, huh?
And thing about this is, you know, and you watch it's on the Discovery Channel. They don't play that fake stuff.
Okay,
you know?
I'll let you.
So I mean, and anybody can Google it up, and they actually have real. You're talking about the depths of the ocean that we can't even go to.
Yeah.
So that's where they reside. Mm-hmm. It's in the depth in the abyss where it's pitch black. And they're like whales. They can't see. They go off of sound. And certain kind of fishes were just floating up in this area that's unknown. Mm-hmm. But they were having like bone spears. So pretty much, long story short, in the documentary, the mermaids were actually killing animals and taking their bones and sharpening them, using them as spears to eat with. So it says like they're killing fish, and the whole documentary, it came on with a whale being washed up on the shore. This little boy and his other little boyfriend had a camera, and the little boy is walking up to the whale, and literally this mermaid out of nowhere, which the mermaids in real life, they're not beautiful like they are. They are very scary looking.
It sounds scary looking.
Sounds scary. Like, it sounds like something screaming.
I want to see the movie.
Yeah, so dude, the mermaid lift up and screamed and reached out to the boy, and the boy took off running. Now, this is a home video. So, it's a home video. And that's how the documentary started off.
They showed that on the video?
Yeah, they showed it on the video. It comes on with, with the little boy recording, standing next to this huge whale that's dead. Yeah. And then he just, it makes that loud screeching noise, reach out, and it runs. But the whole documentary is very long. But it's just to agree with what you were saying about certain parts of the earth that we haven't even, we're not even familiar with, certain parts of the ocean that we're not even went to, because I strongly believe that the Loch Ness Monster is very real. All
right, see.
Sorry, don't get on the soapbox, Steph. Don't get on the soapbox, Steph.
The thing is, we hit record already, so you can't take that kind of stuff back when you say
I'm sorry.
And I didn't realize we were opening the whole crazy use of belief stage when just one at a time. We already got the aliens on here. Mermaids, Loch Ness Monster.
Because they would consider them aliens. So, you know what I'm saying?
So now we got Bigfoot and the abominable snowman.
I don't know about him.
All these dudes just hanging up.
He really opened up the box of crazy.
But go ahead.
You got to ease people in on this kind of stuff, man. But nah, I agree with you, man, on the... It's just a lot of probability. I can't say for sure. I mean, if I've only seen, I haven't even seen 8.7 million life forms.
Exactly.
So I can't even say whether mermaids exist or not. I don't know if I believe them or not. I don't know.
Right.
But I do believe in aliens just for the simple fact that there's so many sightings. There's so much reports on the internet and just all kinds of places. You hear too much about it. The movies. You got movies that kind of push along something and say, we got these movies out so people can get used to it.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But I definitely think the probability of it supports it by itself. Mm-hmm. Just by itself. Like,
right.
So we just, like, again, we're the only planet with life on it out of... I can't calculate what 100 billion galaxies times 10 trillion would give me. I don't know what that is. That's an infinite number.
Right.
Can you do it right off the top of your head, though, couldn't you?
No.
But either way, it supports it to me. Okay, so it's now, crazy. Moving on. Demons being aliens are one in the same. That's what people are saying. No. I had people ask me that question. Garbage. And it's like... And I answered the question when the person asked me because someone else had told him this.
Sanitation juice. Garbage.
So someone asked me this question because someone had told him that. And so I did my best to answer the question without throwing the person, whoever told him that, under the bus. And like, because in my mind, like, and that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Exactly.
You know, and that's just, that's my opinion. I'm not calling a person dumb, but sometimes people give out dumb information.
They do.
Okay.
Ill-informed information.
Yeah, right. That's a fully correct way of saying that, I guess. Right. But either way, I'm going to explain why I don't think that aliens are demons.
Okay.
For one, demons are spirits. Mm-hmm. So they can, you know, they're already here. So why would they come from other planets to be here? What would their purpose be? Like, why would they need
they're already here.
Yeah, why would they be a spaceship? Okay.
That's kind of common sense, if you ask me.
What's the motivation? Like,
they just felt like flying around and
like to distract us from God's will for our life. Like, we already have no distractions.
Right.
We have so much distraction. We got Netflix as a distraction now. Like,
your phone is a distraction.
Everything's a distraction. So I don't see how you can compare one to the other. But anyway, now the deeper question is, can aliens be under demonic influence? I think so.
I believe they can. If anyone can be under demonic influence, so yes, of course.
So I think personally, I think demons are, from what I've studied in scripture, demons are spirits.
Yeah.
And from what I study in scripture, demons need bodies. So that's why they're trying to possess. If you already have a body, there's no need to possess something. So, so alien would not be a demon just based on that alone. Now they could be possessed by demons.
Right.
But again, the thing is with people, when they talk about aliens, everybody act like it's just one type of alien. It's not even one type of person on this planet. So, like, you might have the alien with the little green man walking around, the bubbly eyes that they see.
Yeah,
but that don't mean you might not have... That's one people always say they see. Mm-hmm. That's just one type.
Right.
But what about the other type of life form? Like, let's just on this planet alone. You got an octopus. Octopus obviously looks more, way different than a human being.
True.
So what if the aliens from different planets look different? Like an octopus or like a plant or like liquid. It could be anything.
Right,
like, it's just such a weird... It's a weird thing. I didn't realize how much people, how common that theory was until people asked me and I started seeing it on Facebook. I started seeing it on just Google. Like, golly,
you
looked up some bogus crap earlier on Google. Like, 10 different reasons.
10 different reasons why aliens are demons.
Yeah.
Which is the fallen angels. And it was just... I mean, a whole bunch of stupidity is what I read, because it was really a bunch of opinions that someone formed, and then when they got to like 5 and 6, the person was just pretty much rambling on their own, like pretty much what they felt. No facts, no hard proof, no nothing.
You know, and sometimes people can take a scripture, misinterpret it, and just run all the way left with it.
All way left.
And that seems like, because they gave like one scripture, and it was talking about Satan being the prince of the air, and that's how they try to tie it in, and that's not, I don't personally see how that even connects. Aliens are aliens, demons are demons. And I can't, you know, I don't know the intent of aliens. I mean, if we went to another planet, we'd be alien. Are we demonic? Like, technically, if we ever get to Mars, we will be considered aliens at that point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot. It's just crazy. So I don't see no grounds for it. But anyway, you believe in aliens, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can't. You know, that's a dumb question, because you believe in a Loch Ness monster. You believe in mermaids. So you about open minds. They come.
Oh yeah, I definitely believe in aliens.
Thank you for providing the soundtrack. But yes, I don't think it's weird that people believe in aliens. People act like you're crazy because you believe in aliens. People act like you're crazy because you say you've seen an alien. I don't think that's crazy. I actually do. Do you think they've been here before?
Yeah, I was about to say, I know for a fact they've been here, but yes, I do.
Please, tell us about your experience.
No, I didn't have one. That's why I didn't have one. Well, I'm saying I strongly believe that believing aliens was real ever since E.T. came out back in like 85.
I believe in aliens were real because I was born with a brain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was going
to be leave it up to him. Yeah. Leave it up to him to give the sarcastic. No,
because how you going to lie?
Look, I'm going to be me. I like being me.
And this is our show. Yeah, so definitely be me on our show.
I can't be the boss. So I'm going to be me. I'm good at being me.
I mean, yeah. I totally 100%.
You do that best.
Yeah.
I definitely 100% agree with you. I definitely believe they're real. There's never been a time where I thought that we were the only species on this entire universe. I've never thought that just because of who God is. And everything that he is and everything that he's created and done, why would you create? I had no idea it was that many galaxies out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, and you're only going to put life on one planet? Like, it's almost like America or the universe or you know, the globe, it's that obnoxious, stuck-up, arrogant, you know, thing. Like, we're, of course, there's no one else out here who created us. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I definitely believe it is more, man. I've always believed. I mean, my thing is, if he created the dinosaur era before he created us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why would you... Is it a dinosaur era still on another planet from way
it
back then?
It could be. You never know. With all the probabilities, man, it's hard to... I can't fathom it, really.
Yeah. I can't fathom it. I think a lot of people are... From a lot of the websites that I've looked at when it comes to aliens being demons, a lot of people are trying to somehow tie demons and fallen angels into aliens.
Yeah, and that's
and everything that
they're
trying.
Well, they
that's what I'm saying. They're trying. What I'm reading is all the facts about how angels fell, became Nephilims, and all this other stuff. And we know that all that scripture to back all that up. But then when they tie it in, it's their opinion that starts tying it in. Like, we have no biblical proof. We have no historical proof. Because my thing is, I'm not always the one that's going. Look at biblical. I'm gonna look at historical for proof too, and we can't find any on either end that aliens are fallen angels that are demons.
So, it makes no sense. It sounds like propaganda. It sounds like it could be fear. You know, sometimes
sounds like the easy way out.
Yeah, and sometimes people have a hard time. Some people, I'm not gonna say everybody, but a lot of religious people have a hard time
accepting aliens
or they have a tendency to demonize stuff they don't understand. They have a research.
Anything that's afraid, they're afraid of is demon.
Now, how did you start that sentence off? You started a sentence off with what kind of people?
Religious.
There you go.
Because I'm not going to say Christians.
That pretty much, because it's not Christians, it's Christians. Religious people. You use the exact right word to label what those kind of people are.
Yeah.
I just call them New Age Pharisees.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? To me, they're all the same because they got tunnel vision. And refuse to see outside of what they've been taught or what they've learned on their own.
Or what they see. Like,
y'all should have seen his face.
Like, because you talk about dinosaurs.
Well, the
ain't seen. I get annoyed with that kind of stuff. It's like, just open your eyes. Look.
Yeah.
Don't tell me dinosaurs don't exist because you don't see in the Bible and you're looking at the daggone bones here.
Yeah.
And say it's a hoax. Right.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that, man. It's just. It's
so, I honestly think people have hoax. I think people have a strong denial state. And honestly, I think people have a denial state. They don't want to believe anything mystical. Mm-hmm. They don't want to believe anything outside of what they taught. And if it's things that just are not physically possible to happen in their mind, it's just not possible to happen at all.
They're afraid of finding out new truth, too.
Yeah. That can most be scary, though.
That can be scary
to
find out new truth.
To the point that they run away from it.
Yeah.
Rather than
it takes courage to do that, man.
But it's weird because you go to school to learn stuff that you have no knowledge of.
True. Yeah.
But because it's of a religious standpoint,
it's different.
You have a problem now learning.
And you have a problem learning. A lot of people have a problem learning because it's different when you in school learn about history versus learn about a belief that you claim to walk and be like.
True.
Because it's like, okay, history is just history. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But this is what I'm supposed to imitate myself to be like. So to learn something new that I may not really want to know, it may be scary. Because like once you come into the knowledge of the truth, you are now held responsible for right or wrong in that.
Now I got an even deeper theory than that. It's like this. Like when you're in school and you're learning this stuff, in school, and you're free to disagree, free to think of what you want to think about, and it's not much pressure. But for whatever reason, when you become spiritual, saved, or whatever, if you have a different belief, it's a lot of pressure to believe this one thing. Wow. It's so much pressure. Like, especially if, and typically people, despite how outside the box you are, how open-minded you are, people tend to be surrounded by people who have the same beliefs. Like, you know, like, I'm a Christian. So a lot of my friends are Christian. A lot of people I deal with are Christian. So it's a culture for me. However, when you're surrounded by that, you get hit from everybody. Like, how can you believe this? It's such a pressure to believe this right here. It's not a pressure to research. It's a pressure to believe this without research.
Right, right.
And so I think that has a lot to do with why some people don't want to say they believe in aliens, or like, it sounds taboo even to say like, I believe in aliens. Like, I'm not unchristian because I believe in aliens. I'm a free thinker. But it's like,
who in the world?
Yeah, but people will tell you that. That's you that can't be Christian if you believe.
You don't have no right to think.
Yeah, but that's that. Yeah. That's that religious mindset.
Exactly. But it's heavy. It's powerful.
And it's sad part is very strong. You know what? Because I feel my soapbox for the Pharisees coming on. So we need to just go ahead.
I'm ready.
I feel it coming on because ultimately, these are the type of people that go around preaching like dumminess as far as aliens being demons, and it's because they honestly believe that but don't have any proof, don't have any revelation unless the enemy showed them. But my thing is,
don't preach it,
and but they'll preach us a demonic thing, they'll preach us from it's straight from hell.
Well, you conviction is no, it's nothing to support that,
but that's the thing. That's the thing. It's this is honestly, man. I see why people don't go to church. I do. I really do. It's because most of the world is what I call, they have a yes or massa mindset. It's a slave mind mentality mindset to where you go to church and you just automatically believe what that preacher is saying.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't go back and read for yourself to what it is.
Yeah.
Because when people actually read, then that's when they find out, like, wait a minute, bro. Everything you just said in the scripture was right, but you said the word the, and they don't say the in that part. Like, you'll even notice small words that's being, that can change the whole meaning of a sentence if you're reading and studying. But most people have a slave mind mentality where they just believe what the speaker is saying.
And you're taught in that culture that don't question the pastor.
Right.
Don't question it. Why? I question everything. That's a lot straight
from the pits.
And, you know,
straight from the pits. Because
he's human.
My mother is an apostle, and my brother is my pastor. At any time something don't sound right, I question the both of them. And that's blood.
But they like you.
Huh?
I bet they love you.
Oh, no.
I know.
I mean, they love me naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to things that are really deep, you know what I'm saying? I'm like you. I'm a free thinker. So I have so many questions to things that don't make sense. What I am now yet learning is that I'm learning to not even debate with people who don't even have the Holy Ghost. Because what they do is, the Bible is nothing but a history book to them. Mm-hmm. They can't get full revelation of what the scriptures and the scribes is saying because they don't have a real connection with the Lord.
Yeah.
So to them, it's a history book. It's just like reading about who founded the earth first and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're taking that and conjuring up what they believe. Because my thing is, the three websites I went on, I strongly believe that these people cannot have a relationship with God and be putting this online.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's my opinion. Yeah, it's my opinion because my thing is, how can you say because angels are fallen, they somehow became aliens?
What? Exactly my point.
That's what we say. Exactly my point. You're proving my point exactly. Like how these people are talking out of their emotions on these websites because they're stating facts with scripture, and then they're tying in their personal feelings at the end of it.
Yeah.
But my thing is, if you don't know better, their personal feelings will look like scripture and everything else you just read.
That's why you really got to study to show yourself approved, hands down.
Right.
And talk about the church, and I'm not going to get on soapbox, but, you know, I read this article, and it's specifically talking about the black church. It said why black men have a problem going to the church. Mm-hmm. And one thing said they feel like they have to compromise their spiritual integrity. Intelligence, intellectual integrity. And that made me think when you're talking about the intellectual integrity, like you feel like you have to just ignore stuff that's blatantly, like, don't seem right to you when you go to church because you're going to get an answer that's not really answering your question. Mm-hmm. And I don't.
They preach on you.
Yeah, they preach on you. They don't teach. They don't, you know, they don't.
Like, and that makes you not want to come back.
Yeah, because now, like, if I go to church, I got to dumb down myself or I got to ignore what my intellect is telling me because apparently I'm wrong.
And you're and that's your intuition. That's the Holy Ghost in you letting you know something ain't right about what was just said.
Yeah,
or what's being taught.
True. And I struggled with that for a long time too, because like you said, people trusted the pastor. Like when I got saved, like, well, my mindset was, he's a pastor, he's been saved longer than me, so whatever he's saying's gotta be true. It must just be me. For a long time I thought it must just be me. It must just be me. And as I studied and grow and study. And look back, it's like, that wasn't just me. That was the Holy Spirit telling me this ain't right. Or exactly. to dig deeper in the scripture here. Because a lot of stuff I just questioned, like, oh, that don't sound right. It must be me. And I kind of ignored it. And after a while, I was like, I can't ignore this anymore.
Right.
I can't ignore this anymore. And then then you start saying, like, wow, they way off on this. They're teaching us way off on this.
Yeah.
All right, but really back into aliens, so.
Come on. We still got on that soapbox.
Yeah, I did. But I'm back off.
No, I said we got on that soapbox.
We did. But, you know, most of this, but honestly, the alien conversation is a great one to have. It's always fun for me to have it with people. But,
right.
You know, because do you think the aliens had anything to do with the pyramids, though? Like a deer caught in the headlights. It don't matter what you say.
No, because you made me think. I wouldn't say they didn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they didn't just because I firmly believe, my personal opinion, aliens been around since the dinosaur era.
Okay, so why don't we see them now? How come we not seeing them?
Well, you just said it was how many sites just in the month of June alone?
Yeah, that's UFO site, but I would still go by the map and think someone got to be alien ships. Personally, that's my personal
thing. Gotcha.
I'm just playing, I want to be objective here.
Yeah, and honestly,
they relocated.
They relocated.
It's trying to be funny.
After they see them dinosaurs die, they relocated.
I honestly, we can speculate all day long why we feel like we don't see them.
What they look like us?
Yeah, they could come in forms.
That's another thing.
They can't come in. They probably could come in the form of looking like us.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying, or have a totally different bloodline. You know, my thing is, the God that we serve is just so wide and infinite.
Yeah,
like we can't put measures on who He is.
You can't.
So my thing is, I don't have tunnel vision and a closed mindset to believe that this don't exist, that don't exist. Yeah. I mean, even when example would be, like in the word, everybody thinks that angels can form into any kind of being or form, not just a human being.
Yeah.
So
and I'm still learning that.
Yeah, there can be like an angel come in the form of an eight seeing eye dog. You know what I'm saying? But who am I to be like, am I like the religious mindset would automatically think that's a demon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a dog with eight eyes. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Remember we were having that conversation about the, when the prophet got caught up in the fire.
In the whirlwind?
But, when the angel came, the angel didn't come like how a regular quote-unquote angel is.
Yeah.
So he had eyes all around him.
Exactly my point.
And in the Bible, when the angel showed up, I can't remember who it was, but the person, he said, "Do not be afraid, I'm an angel."
Mm-hmm.
So if it looked like a normal human, why'd I be afraid?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, it's us, and it's the I think our minds have been trained to not believe the thing that like those supernatural things.
Yeah.
To where when you actually see it, because
it's too far out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're reverting back to scary movies and stuff like that when this is actually, and then you're thinking it's something harmful. When it's actually an angel coming in the form of a being that's unrecognizable to the natural human eye.
Well, then you'll see why people create what they call conspiracies about them feeling like, hey, some of the leaders have reptilian bloodlines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, hey, who's to say they ain't aliens that have the form of humans?
Yeah, true. So, I've actually read a book about this guy who got abducted by aliens. And at first glance, I really want to debunk the book. Like, nah, this is bull. But the more I read, like, dang, it seems very convincing. He talked about different types of aliens, the ship he was on, and everything. He even went as far as back to talk about historical events that we attributed to other stuff that aliens had an input on.
I be believing stuff like that.
He explained his motive wasn't to make money or whatever, and he's not rich. Matter of fact, he passed away, I think, last year. Wow. He didn't die rich. It's a book called The Coming of Tan.
Okay.
So it's a great book. We actually have it, but it's a great book. And it's like, whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. But it's like,
but this is my story.
Yeah, but the stuff I read in that book is like, wow. Like, my mind was blown. Like, now this sounds convincing. Because, of course, if it doesn't sound unbelievable, first you want to do is debunk it. Like, that's bull. And everything, like, wow, that's actually believable.
If you look at it like this, man, like, what I do strongly believe is right now is the United States government, we got bunkers all over this globe with aliens already in them bunkers.
It's possible.
You know, I believe that's exactly fact. Like, we've been dissecting and researching them
for
the longest time. So why would you think they wouldn't do that to us?
It's a reason why you can't go in certain areas.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a reason why certain areas you go in, your signal, whether it's cell phone, whatever, just automatically cuts out. They call those blind spots where, you know, you drive in it and you get no signal. I don't care what it is you have. Yeah. You're not getting a signal at all. There's a reason why those areas are like that. So it's like, are they tested? I believe that people have been abducted by aliens before. I believe they have done research on the human body and the human mind to understand human beings. The government, I believe we're doing the same thing
to
the
aliens. It's the same thing we do.
Exactly.
Same thing that's done to black people, same thing that we do to animals.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. But, you know, speaking of that, it's like, it's with the alien abduction thing, it's a lot of reports of people saying they was abducted or they seen aliens. But the scary thing is, it's all, a lot of it's the same stories. I'm saying different people with the same story.
Same exact story.
And I'm wondering, like, what would their motivation be? Like, because you know, as soon as you start saying you believe an alien got abducted, you're going to be ostracized. We're going to treat you like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're gaining anything.
Yeah, you're not gaining anything. And then when you watch this movie called Fire in the Sky, that's a great movie. It's scary to me, but it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on a true story. And it's about these five guys who go in the woods. They're lumberjacks, and one guy gets abducted, and they tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the movie's set up. And then when I Googled it, it is based on a true story. And the thing about what made the movie scary is that, of course, the cops accused the guys of killing the dude that got abducted. Then when he showed up again, alive and with the story of being abducted, they didn't know what to do. So they gave all the guys the lie detector test several times. And they passed it every single time.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's documented.
Wow.
So stuff that support that to me. But, you know, the one thing I want to say, though, it's funny, it's going the opposite direction, but it's like, you got all these cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
You got Facebook Live. You got YouTube. How come every time we see a video on a cell phone of a spaceship or an alien, it's always blurred or weird looking?
That's a really good question.
Because you think they catch everything on cell phone. Cops killing people. Everything gets caught on cop cameras. Everything gets caught on video.
Mm-hmm.
But with the aliens, it's always
a blur.
And now we're in a society where everything is high definition.
Now, but it's still a blur.
Yeah. I got one theory that might.
No, but I saw a video, like, it was clear. It just was, it wasn't close, it was in the distance.
Yeah, okay.
But it was clear.
That's what I'm saying, how come we don't have
a close one?
Yeah, where you can't deny it. I mean, my personally, my own...
I mean, the probability of that probably is like, hey, who's just automatically saying, hey, let me start filming, because...
I'm just saying, we get stuff caught in acting so many times. My only theory is, it might be good, it might be wrong, who knows? Mm-hmm. Well, aliens could emit some kind of radiation that would distort the videos.
That was going to be what I was going to say. I was like, or whatever ship they on is sending out a signal to distort phones, radios.
But if you think about it, though, if the ship is that powerful to get here, it's got to be some kind of energy source that we don't have. So it might cause interference to our technology anyway.
See, I already believe the reason why one of the government is doing research on aliens is because they have a more newer, updated technology source that we don't have yet. Even
if they could get here, they automatically have. Yeah,
right. Especially if you can get here and just get and leave when you want, and it's not like a whole entire spacecraft. Well, it's not like a shuttle spaceship that we have to do where five layers of ship got to fall off before they hit.
Just to go to the moon.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. So if they could fly right into the atmosphere, and you know, saying where it's like piping hot, go straight through that. And then leave and go back whenever they want. Their technology off the rip is a lot more high tech than ours.
I won't go to your place of living so I can learn all your other technology.
Exactly.
So now I'm gonna learn you so that I can know how to get to you.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe. I mean, you know, we've seen several movies. You know, aliens abducting people, but it's to learn the human mindset. And ultimately, to take over the world or the globe, or you know, say human mind. It's always take over. But my thing is,
I don't think it's take over.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that's too far fetched. I do believe that they are studying us to just learn habits, because I think people are sometimes like human beings. I think people sometimes
we're like pets to them.
You said like pets.
We're like how we do animals.
Oh, you said we're like pets to them.
Yeah.
Now, where was
that might be the probability. Yeah. Like, they look at us
June 19th?
Like how we fascinated with animals and trying to understand them and train them. And
all right, Pudge. So this is you want to talk about Vegas. Okay, never mind. Anyway, so Pudge, we have an in-studio guest here who don't want to say anything.
Nothing.
But apparently, that what you're looking at is from her cousin who lives in Vegas.
Yeah, and it says June 19th, 12:49 a.m., so this just happened.
So that's part of the 100. That's part of the 148.
And I'm like, wow.
And it's a big ring in the sky.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's huge too.
Yeah.
Magically, a ring just appears in the sky for no reason.
I'm telling you, that one's kind of clear.
And in the cornfields, they have all these different like Egyptian designs.
Yeah,
have you seen them in the cornfields?
They call them something. I can't think of what they call them.
Yeah,
the
spacecraft has supposedly had made these designs, but some of them designs line up on some of those pyramids from back in
back
in those days. They do. They line up. That's why I said I'm not.
Call them something. Golly, they call.
And
them something.
I can't remember it at all. I can't remember what they called. I just remember. I know that's one of the sightings. Mm-hmm. When they come and put the designs in the cornfields. And it's almost like a message that they're sending.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, because the one documentary that I read up on, where America seemed to think that the message was a message for another ship.
It could be.
So that when it came, it read the message and responded on the other side of the cornfield.
Wow.
So, you know, and I'm just like, Dag, so are they using the Earth as a message board? You know what I'm saying?
It could be.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like, we're considered a pit stop.
Right.
Crop circle. It's called crop circle.
Crop circle. Okay, yeah.
I just thought of that all by myself with no hope at all.
Lies.
Speaking of you, shame him.
But yeah, it's called crop circle. Thank you, and studio guest.
Brandy Vaughn. Thank you.
Yeah. Being all silent.
Right.
But that's, I mean, it's a lot of information out there to support otherwise. Either way it goes, there's no information to me to support aliens or demons.
All right, so at the end of the day, everybody agrees that we do believe in aliens. We do believe that aliens exist. Nobody agrees and thinks that these aliens are fallen angels or demons.
Now, I will say this. I will say, just because they're not demons don't mean they don't have, they may or may not have ill intent. So I'm saying, if you see one, you proceed.
Are we talking about E.T. phone home thinking he all good?
Yeah,
right.
We saw Independence Day too. You know what I'm saying? Right, so exactly. Be careful. I'm not saying to be friendly with them or whatever. I'm just saying that they're not demonic. They might not be, they still might be evil. I don't know.
It still might be very evil.
You go to dab him up and he just pop your neck real quick.
Right. Vaporize you or something. Right. Yeah, you never know.
It's like I was trying to be your friend, man.
Get abducted.
That's very true. That's very true.
But to me, it's just too much information out there to support that they don't exist. Also, it's a lot of stories of abductions. A lot of them are convincing. Some of them are probably bogus, and some of them sound very, very convincing.
Yeah.
And that book coming to 10, that's a convincing book.
Well, I guess everybody needs to go read that or check it out.
Check it out. Well, I'm Steph Swig.
This is Big Pudge.
Who believes in everything.
Crazy.
Tune in next week for Loch Ness Monster Stories.
That's and right. Bigfoot. Along with the mermaid scaring people, up. Little boys and kids.
thank y'all for tuning in. Wait.
Come on, man.
I know. I almost forgot. Go ahead.
No. You got the list. You told
me.
Nigeria is in the building now.
Yes. So I had to do two lists this time. This time I got named the countries that listened and the cities.
Okay, come with it.
All right. So the countries that listen to us other than the United States are Japan.
Yes.
Germany.
Cool.
The Netherlands tuned in.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, they tuned into our last episode.
They did?
Yes.
That's what's up.
Nigeria done tuned in with us.
That's what's up.
Colombia, South America tuned into us.
Wow.
Canada tuned in with us. Those are our countries. So shout out to everybody that's tuned in from those countries. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
Checking us out. Please continue to share and listen. The top cities. You know what the top city is, right? It's Tokyo.
Tokyo's still a top city?
Tokyo's still a number one city. Thank you, Tokyo. Come through. We'll give you a spot to talk on our show if you're in Atlanta.
Right.
Tokyo, whatever, come through. Stone Mountains tuned in. Mm-hmm. Millsville, Georgia tuned in. Riverdale, Georgia tuned in. Jonesboro, Georgia. Forest Park, Georgia. Morrow, Georgia. Wow. Dodona, Georgia.
GA!
Showing love. This mostly is from our county right
here,
man.
That's what's
Clayton
up.
County is loving us right now, so that's I appreciate the love, Clayton County. But now we got some other cities, though.
Okay.
New York City tuned in.
I think I know who that is, too.
I haven't seen New York City show before, so New York City tuned in.
I think I know who that is.
And we got somebody in Pittsburgh, Massachusetts now.
Okay.
I never heard of Pittsburgh, Massachusetts, but thank y'all so much for tuning in. So
yes,
thank
man,
y'all.
We
really,
appreciate
really
y'all.
Appreciate y'all. Hope y'all tune in next week. We got some more interesting shows coming. We're going to be talking about ghosts pretty soon and demons and all kinds of stuff.
Hit him up with the email address.
The email, yes. If you want to comment about anything we said or something you think we should do, just contact us at crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. That's crosstalk with a K. Hit us up on Facebook. We're crosstalk on Facebook. Comment whatever you want us to talk about. We're open to suggestions. If you want to rebut something we talked about, it's an information sharing station for us. So any information is good if it's something that you have real information, not just your opinion. Either way, we want to hear from you. Hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know, because we definitely want to talk about what y'all want us to talk about. So, when y'all give us more insight, we just take that and we just run with it. So, definitely let us know when it's something that y'all really, really, really want us to talk about.
If you know of a good psychiatrist, you can hit Yusuf might need to talk to. You can hit him up, give him a call, 67. And all right, we got to go. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.